Right, Radio Essex, Todd Terry, and keep on jumping. It's Chris and Scott. We're out of here now. Marky T on the way, mixing it up for the weekend. We're off to record our little kind of afterthought. It's not called afterthought, is
no,
it?
No.
It's called Chris and Scott Unplugged.
Unplugged.
And we're just going to have a little chat, wrap up the week.
Yeah.
And talk about the weekend. And if you want to download that, that'll be available wherever you get your podcasts from 7 o'clock tonight, which you can download. I think from 7 o'clock tonight, just search for The Big Drive Home. Marky T is coming up next. Have a good weekend.
See you later, guys.
It's time. The Big Drive Home.
We have to get out of here.
Back Monday afternoon at 3 with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.
All clear.
Thanks, Joe Kinch.
Oh, I feel like I should say cut.
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 Yeah, cut. We're ready.
Marky T taking over control in the DJ studio.
Yeah.
He's in his own little studio where he's got the...
He's got, like, all the decks and everything.
Yeah, we have to soundproof it. We kit it out with, like, champagne and stuff.
He loves it.
Like a VIP room.
It's Prosecco. Don't tell him. So it's Chris and Scott, the dream team, continuing to talk. And we've brought in...
It's like overtime, isn't it?
It is overtime, basically. Overtime. What we're doing here is overtime. Joe Kinch is in.
Hello.
He's been... We thought we'd bring him into the podcast because, one, he could tell us when we were clear because he knows all the buttons and all the red lights and green lights and the blue lights. Tom's doing other stuff. And...
Like usual.
Tom's avoiding work.
Yeah, he's avoiding work. And then, so Joe, who's like the newest addition to the old daytime lineup on the Radio Essex.
I don't call him Joe anymore.
What'd you call him? Kinchy.
Kinch.
Oh, Kinchy.
I did. Well, he might evolve to Kinchy.
Yeah.
But
you call me Kinchy.
I do always call you Kinchy.
I've just found myself the last couple of days just going, you're right, Kinch, do you want a cup of tea? Just the Kinchmeister, maybe.
How many times has Scott offered to make you a cup of tea this week, just out of interest?
Quite a few, actually. Uh-huh. It's been about 3 or 4, probably.
Yeah. No, he's good like that. No. He makes the tea. You make more tea than I do.
I made
tea earlier.
Yes, you did. It was and a good cup
you,
it was.
You refused my tea earlier as well.
Because you got a bit of a cold.
I've got a cold,
so
yeah.
I don't want to catch it. So.
He's like, I'm not being rude or anything, but I'll make my own. I was like, well, fine.
Now I've just realised I'm sharing an airtight studio with him.
Excellent.
So I could have had the cup of tea.
It's not the vid, is it?
No, he's not got vid. No. We check for that now.
No. Check the vid.
We check for that as we...
Actually, I think the worst of it is just hay fever.
Yeah.
Because it's been worse since it's been nice out. So I just
do... Do you know what? This hay fever thing, I just think it's the excuse just to go...
Oh, I have hay fever.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and you moan about it quite a lot.
Yeah, because it's nasty.
Oh, the flowers are hurting me.
Wow.
So you clearly don't get hay fever.
No, he's a geezer.
geezers don't get
hay fever.
Like, if I don't understand it. Like,
since I've been ripping my kitchen out, I don't get any hay fever.
Well,
yes,
I don't.
Kinchy.
But this is the thing. It's like... Is it a thing?
Yes, it is a thing.
Whoa! All right, flower brigade. I know it is.
It's nasty, and it also it's just that you suddenly your eyes start to puff up and you can't see properly. It's not nice. It isn't nice.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and the worst thing about it is as well, you shouldn't mock it because you might just get it one year.
Yeah,
really randomly.
Oh, I'm 42. I'm not gonna.
I never had it. I've only had it last 3 or 4 years. Yeah. I didn't grow up with it. I didn't grow up having hay fever.
You might just randomly get it one year.
But I'm not going to complain about it.
I don't complain about it.
He runs from flowers, Chris. He like runs away. Oh no, they might just get me.
He said the other day, can we play Sweet Fame at You and Flowers? I went, no, of course we can't. I've got a hay fever.
That'll kill me.
Have you enjoyed your first week on the Radio Essex broadcast?
Oh my
panel?
God, I've loved it. It's been so good. It's going to be really weird going back to the overnights again.
Yeah.
When no one's really...
Yeah. Yeah.
They do listen.
I know they do. I just like mugging him off.
People doing night shifts this week going, where's Joe Kinch?
Exactly. But on a serious note, I think you've done amazing.
You sounded really good this week.
Sounded really good.
Thank you.
Considering you're 12, I thought it was really good.
Because Jack's 14 now, isn't
14,
he?
Yeah.
You first met me when I was like... Eight.
You were like young when we first met. When you first came in here and with your dad, wasn't it? And you wanted to be on the radio. And I'll tell you when it was. It was when Liverpool got beaten by Watford at Vicarage Road.
It was just before lockdown. The first lockdown.
It was. I remember. And I remember winding your dad up about the fact because
you didn't exist.
Well, he did.
I
did.
Well, you didn't. I didn't know you.
No, no, you didn't know me. No, you know me now.
Still existed though.
I did.
Yeah.
Kind of a big deal, but
in terms of the drive show, I mean, no, yeah. You didn't exist on the drive
no,
show.
No, 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 I didn't. But
was I on Breakfast or Drive? When
Drive.
I was on Drive. Yeah. Wow.
Wow. I because I started. Do you know what? I've been here now for like over a year and a half.
Wow, really?
Well, yeah. I started.
And we're still on.
Yeah.
And you haven't said any swear words yet?
I have
well,
said, one.
Said, well, said one. Well,
yeah.
He apologised profusely.
Yeah, I did. Do you know what? It's funny that because I think people, you know, I laugh and joke and I say like, you know, oh, I don't really care and I've got the rule book and I just rip it all up. I was mortified.
You were actually,
I
yeah.
said an S word.
You can't say it on here because then we'd have to.
Snake. No,
snake, yeah.
I said snake. And I was gutted. Actually, I said Schitt's Creek, didn't I? That's what I said.
Yeah, but, I can say not, Schitt's but Creek. Not in context.
I can say Schitt's Creek.
You didn't say that in full.
No, I didn't. No, I said one word.
You just said part of
just
it.
Just said
yeah.
Creek, didn't I? And
do you know what? I can watch Schitt's Creek again because I've got to a point now where I haven't seen it for so long that if I watched it again, it'd be like watching a new
series.
Do you
know, I've not actually got to the end of it. It's one of those programs.
Because you don't want to, because you don't want it to end.
It's so good. But I swore on the radio and I was gutted. And because, you know, I like to take my job seriously and be professional. no, I do. And I was gutted. But yeah. So what's everyone's week looking like?
Weekend is, we've got Karen's family over tomorrow, which is nice. And they're coming to our house, which is good. And then on Sunday, there are no plans. It's a no-plan Sunday.
I like a no-plan yeah. Sunday.
I like, we talked about this earlier off the radio, just me and you chatting. I like having just one thing at the weekend that's not, oh, your family coming over, that'd be amazing. Then nothing. So you've got a little bit of stuff to do time and a little bit of downtime.
I've got no downtime at all in my life at the moment because, as I said, I'm
ripping out my kitchen.
Yeah, I'm not just ripping out the kitchen. I'm literally ripping down ceilings that we've had bifold doors fitted. They are lovely, but it's just been
ripping out the kitchen. I'm hanging around with flowers because I can.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You've got all the flowers.
Put out a window a day keeps the yay fever away. You know what I mean?
Yes, kinchy.
I plumbed in me dishwasher.
How did that go, Scott? just to degeezer ice you slightly. How was plumbing in the dishwasher? Straightforward, isn't it? Blue one, red one.
I'm a builder, not a plumber.
Well, no, I tell you what happened. It's a funny story, actually. So yeah, I went to bed last night. I put the dishwasher on. I thought, oh, this is going well. All the water was going in. I could hear it. I was like, yes.
Did you wake up to it in bed with you? Did it jiggle its way all the way up the stairs?
No, there was just a little bit of water.
Oh,
Joe, a little bit of water.
Right.
What I had failed to do. Is you have the water going in,
the drainage,
and then you have the drainage going out,
the waste,
the
stinky water.
Yeah, what I had done is I had left the like a cap on the waste.
So
the waste was just staying in there really, and then because there was so much water in there,
I bet your plates came out dirtier than they went in.
I had to wash them again, Joe. Yeah. Wash them again. My plumber wee man was he went to me. You did take the big blue thing off, didn't you? And I was like,
the stopper,
and I was like, what?
No. Oh, you mean that's not meant to stay on?
Yeah,
oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, so basically just nice water going in and no water coming out. But
sounds,
I fixed it now.
Sounds brilliant. Yeah.
Fixed it, mate.
That doesn't sound great.
It wasn't.
So have you got a lot of finishing off to do this weekend?
So we've got plastering happening. We've
over the weekend?
Yeah, a boarding.
A bit of boarding. Plastering.
Once you get into... He sounds like a builder now.
He does, yeah.
Once you start the weekend, once you start getting into all the building, it's really hard to just stop, innit? So you normally, when you start, you go, oh, we won't do anything at the weekend, just Monday to Friday. And then when you want the job finished, you're like, yeah, come around Sunday midnight, perfect, come around, get it done.
Literally, Kerry's done so well, that's my wife. She's not been, I thought she was going to be like, really like, oh, it needs to finish. And the dirt, she knows, she's living in a building
yeah,
site,
you
she
get
knows.
Used to it,
yeah. But we are like right at the very last moments now. I reckon 2 weeks completely, mate.
When we invite all the listeners over, 2 weeks, you reckon?
Cool. 2 weeks.
Listen to party
in a year.
I'll just give the address out. And then we'll have a big party.
Stevie Gerrard, are you coming?
Stevie Gerrard I don't think he wouldn't come. You're coming, are you?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, he is coming.
Oh, he's going to
come.
He's coming.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
But yeah, that's good. I think that might have gone out on Marky T's show. Didn't mean to do that.
Oh, no.
That's fine. I might have just gone out on the radio, I think.
Excellent.
But I heard it in here as well, so I don't, it's fine.
Just, yeah, of course.
Yeah. It will sound like part of the mix.
It'll go, Marky, yeah, of course, T.
What's happening?
So what about you, Joe Kinch? What are you doing this weekend? So, you're on the radio, aren't you?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah, because you're covering for Jack still.
And then I've got to go do my food shop.
Oh, big food shop.
Actually, I've got to do the food shop before
the
show.
Where are you doing food shopping?
Lidl. Yeah.
Little by little.
Yeah. And then what you're saying about only having one task of the weekend, yeah, and then, you know, having Sunday to chill. No, that's not happening this weekend.
Well, you're up to probably some showbiz parties, I'd imagine, because you've been on the radio for a week.
Going to help Scott make him tea while he's...
What are you doing?
He refuses to have anyone else make him tea now. No, I've got to learn how to feed my mum's dog. And
Sorry, one second. Sorry, I've got multiple questions. How can you... I don't think you need to be taught how to feed a dog. I think what you do is you open a tin, put the meat in the bowl, do the rest.
You see, but dogs are so fussy.
Right.
They're so fussy now. And I have to learn her entire routine.
You got to do it, what, like Slam Funk, like routine? I can show you a routine.
How? Isn't it just like with my cat? Don't you just put food down and it eats it?
Well, I've got to learn not just the food, the walk routine and all that stuff as well.
Oh, you have to take
because
them
for walks. I am looking after both the house and the dog for a week.
Wow.
In a couple of weeks' time.
What, that's like an exam, Joe.
Yeah.
But you get a big house to play with for a week.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's cool. Make sure you leave all the lights on.
Have a party. We'll have a party. We'll do Scott's
house. Oh my God, let's have a party.
No, we do your house first and then listener party and then another one a week later in Southend.
That's amazing.
Slam the funk.
Yeah.
Slam dunk the funk.
Slam the funk. That's what we should have called it, Joe.
Slam the funk.
Here comes Slam the funk.
Oh, that's cool. So you're learning how to feed a dog at the weekend. That's brilliant.
Very fun.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to rip my kitchen out.
Yeah, do that.
What are you doing, Christopher?
I've already told you. You're not listening?
No, it was boring.
So Karen's family's coming over on Saturday, and then I'm doing nothing on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
Do you want to ask you again? Should we just do this for an hour?
Scott's staring out the window again.
Isn't it? Deja vu.
Scott's staring out the window again.
Well, it's overtime. I don't know why I'm here.
No, he's looking at Marky T. He's like, oh, look at him mixing. I want to be able to do that.
Do you know what? I would love to be able to do that.
I can.
Scott's in the mix.
Can you...
Of course he can.
I'll teach you if you want.
He's a superstar DJ. He's been on the radio all week on the Radio Essex.
No, but I mean like the proper like...
Yeah, but you got an ear for music, so you would be able to do it probably.
Yeah, of course. I think
you would be able to do it. You'd be able to learn how to do it.
By the way, Chris...
I'm doing it at Fantasia this year.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Yeah, I don't like doing it in front of people, but that's what gigs are like.
What about the DJing?
I'm looking forward to it. It'd be good. In June, isn't it?
It is in June. Why have you not taught me how to play chess yet? Just completely off topic.
Why have I not taught you how to play chess?
Yeah, I've been asking you for quite some time.
Because with chess, you need to play it on a computer.
No,
and
I
just
don't.
Yeah, and learn it.
The thing is with chess, right, is often you go in the game looking like
bishop,
you should win.
Bishop.
And then
I've got your bishop.
Yeah, right? That's the thing, yeah.
By the time you get to your half-time cuppa, you're already 2-0 down, and then you come back.
Sorry, we're talking about last night's football.
And then you get another one against you, and you think, I'll just give up.
Yeah, no, I just think I would be really good at it.
You would, strategically, in the way you play, but it's not the same as Texas Hold'em in the poker. It's not the same as where you're bluffing, because there isn't a bluff. You'll be thinking moves ahead of yourself,
yeah,
but you're not bluffing somebody else.
I've already
else.
Beat you in my mind.
No, you wouldn't beat me at chess. Nah.
The most dangerous
chess over the weekend.
The most dangerous people in chess are those who look like they're losing,
but
and then they come back.
Yeah.
Because they've planned it all from the beginning. And you're like, how did you even do that?
Do
you
play chess, Joe?
Yeah.
So do you do that thing where you could do a move knowing that they're going to take something of yours?
I'm not that good.
Oh, I plan that. I'm like, you're going to take my bishop now and you're going to be, oh, look at me taking it. When I go bang, bang,
yeah,
bang.
And Scott,
checkmate.
Scott is the type of person that would be gloating.
He'd be sucked in. He'd be like, I've got his bishop. Hey!
You're sweating. Oh, you're winning.
What I'm saying is you'd beat me now because obviously I don't know how to play.
Well, yeah.
But give me a while.
Oh, you'd learn and you'd become strategically good at it.
Remember when I taught you how to play poker?
At poker, yeah. And then took my money. But chess is fun.
I've always wanted to learn.
And also, you can have it on your phone and you can play at difficulty level, so you can play it all the time. Mm. It is a good game. Learn it and we'll play.
Okay.
But it's not something I can teach you. I can teach you what moves where. And what they're allowed to do, but the strategy of the game. Like when they said about when you learn poker, it takes minutes to learn and a lifetime to master.
Very good.
Very similar to chess.
Okay.
Minutes to learn, lifetime to master.
Talking of chess, spent last night pricing up a chess table.
What?
So we got given a chess table as a moving in present.
Give it to Scott.
Which I thought perhaps was maybe just they didn't want it.
Yeah.
They'd just give it to us.
Yeah.
So we were just going to throw it away. And then my dad was like, no, they're worth a lot of money.
Yeah,
so he's looking up online and trying to figure out what chess
Sorry,
table.
Somebody's bought you a present for moving in and you're already eyeing up
Sizing
eBay.
Sizing up, buying, selling it.
We don't have space for it.
How much is it worth? How much is it worth on eBay?
About 250 quid.
I will give you £2.50. but, that's a good deal.
Is it?
Yep.
Is it?
Checkmate.
Yeah, that's it. He is learning. All right, we've got to get out of here. Because it's sunny and it's the weekend and it's Friday and we're not actually being paid at the moment.
Yeah.
So there are lots of good reasons.
You get paid?
don't tell Kitty that.
No.
No, we do this for love, fun and giggles.
At a car parking space sometimes when
right,
there's one available.
Right, nice.
So, no, it's not paid. No.
That would be silly.
Right, so enjoy. So when are you back on the radio? Saturday, tomorrow?
Tomorrow, last time then, in the daytime and then
Monday back onto your
Sunday
shift.
I'm going to spend sleeping up, so I'm back in the
you're often around during schedule. The day, so you might hear you on the big drive home and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. Making tea
yeah. Where he belongs.
You sounded really good this week, well done.
Yeah, well done, mate.
Really, really good. Right, okay, we're done. Thank you very much for downloading this little extra bit of podcast. We'll do it again next week. We do it when we got time. We don't always do it.
No, it's not every week.
When we got time, we do it. And that's a commitment there. When we've got time, we'll do it.
When we've got time. And do you know what? If we start doing it every week, chances are they've given us some budget.
Exactly that, yeah. If it starts sounding professional with jingles and stuff in it,
we're now
cashing in.
Too much pressure.
Exactly. Have a great weekend, guys. See you later.
See you later.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.